The upper house of the Czech Parliament, the Senate, voted to send the so-called Lisbon Treaty to the Constitutional Court on Thursday, a move that will delay Czech ratification of the EU Reform Treaty by at least several months. The motion was passed thanks to senators from the right-of-centre Civic Democrats, the main party in the coalition government. So why did they delay approving what is essentially the government's own foreign policy? Rob Cameron joins me now in the studio. So, Rob, why?
Well, yeah, it does seem a bit silly, doesn't it? But the Civic Democrats are a party with a strong strand of Euroscepticism running through it. Remember, it was Mirek Topolánek, the party's leader and prime minister, who described the document's predecessor, the old EU constitution, as shit, and he used the English word as well. While some Civic Democrat politicians start spitting bile when you even mention the EU. But to be fair, the party did agree back in October that they would send the EU reform treaty to the Constitutional Court, so I suppose we shouldn't be surprised that they have indeed done so.
So what is it that the Civic Democrat senators object to exactly?
Well, primarily there are three areas. The first is the relegation of some powers to the European level. The second is changing the decision-making process in the EU Council from unanimous to majority voting, thereby depriving EU countries of the right to veto legislation. And the third point is the recognition of the new Charter of Fundamental Rights of the European Union. All of these senators from the Civic Democrats argue could be in contravention with the Czech Republic's own constitution, and therefore they say the Constitutional Court must examine those passages before the Senate votes to ratify the Lisbon Treaty or not.
Okay, and how long will this process take?
Well, no one really knows. One Civic Democrat senator said, almost barely concealing his satisfaction, that it could take several weeks just to send the document to Brno, where the Constitutional Court is located. The chairman of the court, Pavel Rekecký, says he'll make it a priority to examine the document as quickly as possible. It should be pointed out that Mr. Rekecký is an appointee of the Social Democrats, which are very much in favour of approving that document. But even he warns it could take a very long time indeed, even though he's given himself a personal goal of getting it examined within 3 months.
Okay, and the EU wants the document to be ratified by all 27 members by the beginning of 2009. Is there a chance that the Constitutional Court will take so long examining it that the Czechs won't ratify the treaty in time?
I think that's very unlikely. It does, yes, have to be examined first by the Constitutional Court, then approved by both houses of Parliament, the lower house and the Senate, and then signed by the President. But there is one important thing at work here. The Czech Republic takes over the revolving presidency of the European Union on January the 1st, 2009. And the Czech government is very keen indeed that nothing should go wrong. So the prospect of the EU reform treaty being ratified by all 26 EU members, with the exception of the country that's in charge of the EU, would be so embarrassing. I just don't think that Czech politicians, even the most Eurosceptic members of the Civic Democrats, will let that happen.
Okay, Rob, thank you very much.